It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Business of the Week. We've got Mark on the line from Amigos in Fort Dodge. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You guys, first place, first and foremost, we didn't really get a chance to talk about this yesterday, but you survived the flooding earlier this year. I know you guys are right there on the river. You were able to get through that without much of a problem, correct?
We did. We were incredibly pleased the amount of people that came out and helped us sandbag and prepare for it, and very, very fortunate that we had minimal damage that was fixed, and we were back open in no time.
And speaking of the river, I mean, you can boat right up. You've got a dock out there, correct? You can boat right up right now. Everything
you
is back
can.
To normal.
And actually, we've had some people come down from Humboldt and took the boat all the way down, had pizza, and all the way back up. So, yep, there's a place you can tie off and everything. So
now that the river isn't way above the flood stage, you can actually see some places of the river. You can see the banks are back. You know, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. It's unique to see how the river changed because of the high water. So
I know. It's crazy. I mean, you know, we don't see this kind of flooding very often, but luckily we were all able to get through it between us here in Humboldt and down in Fort Dodge and everything.
Amazing neighbors that came out and helped everybody.
Yeah, I know. But that's what this area is all about. North Central Iowa
is. It really is.
It is. It's just a great place for that. Let's talk a little bit about tonight at Amigos. Tonight is trivia night, correct?
It is trivia night. We've been doing this for quite a few years. It is a great time to come out and play for a charity and win up to $300. We play six games of trivia. It is an app-based game, so on the screens, the questions go up and everybody plays on their phone. We have teams of no more than six. And we have a pretty competitive group that come down. And then at the end of the night, we write you a check to your favorite charity that you're playing for. And we have some charities up in Humboldt. Lazy J Ranch is there quite a bit, and they do an amazing job, and we're excited to support them. And Iowa Central Rugby's another one. Almost Home's another one. They have teams there almost every week, and we'd love to get some new competition, some new faces in there. I mean, it's a great opportunity to get together with your friends and really help out some very, very needed charities in our area.
And also to eat some tasty tacos, too.
Taco night also. So, you know, tacos and trivia, what better? And really, what more can you do on a Tuesday night than tacos and trivia?
Taco Tuesday. It just goes together. Now, I didn't tell you this ahead of time, but I'm going to give you a little Amigos trivia to celebrate trivia night. Okay, are you ready?
All right,
I would imagine you're going to get all of these. There's only three questions. First place, what year was Amigos founded?
1997.
So you've been around for quite a long time. Ding, ding, ding. That's correct.
Yes.
Question number two, how many pizza toppings does Amigos have?
How many different pizza toppings?
How many different pizza toppings can you put on a pizza at Amigos?
I believe 13.
Oh, so close. 14.
Oh, 14.
I counted 14. This is straight from the Amigos menu, so I'm counting.
Sauerkraut's not a real thing, so I don't count that.
Okay. And here's a true-false question. Can you get anchovies on a pizza at Amigos?
Absolutely false.
Absolutely false. That is correct. No anchovies on the pizzas at Amigos. Trivia night tonight, and it's also Taco Tuesday. What's the lunch special for tomorrow?
Tomorrow is enchiladas, so come on down.
There we go. Amigos in Fort Dodge, right there along the river. We're talking with Mark, Business of the Week this week. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much.